What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Leah, how are you, dear?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
I, too, am just great. Borderline wonderful, because this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, this is for you, but ladies, pay attention. It could benefit you as well. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? You know what I mean? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. That's wonderful. That way your neighbors don't know what a maniac freak you are. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. No awkwardness, and you don't have to leave the house. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Bear With Us. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Bear With Us to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use our promo code Bear With Us at BlueChew.com. You can thank us later. We're here to solve whatever ails your relationship, including, well, yeah, that.
You know what's amazing?
What?
This is our 11th episode. That means we made it 10 episodes. We survived.
We did survive, barely.
How to survive.
You still haven't learned how to use a microphone properly.
10 episodes in, still haven't learned how to use a mic. Still haven't learned how to pick up what you're putting down when you want me to say something a certain way or you want me to respond the way you're expecting me to. And guess what? I'm not a professional podcaster.
No, but I mean, I'm literally, trying. By definition, you are now. You're getting paid
trying,
to be a podcaster.
And I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm getting yelled at constantly when the cameras are not rolling and the microphones are not working. Well, but I'm trying.
Okay, keep trying.
I'm like the little engine that could. And then you're just like the big freaking thing that comes down in front of the train, you know, where it's like, stop, because like there's a train coming through. That's you. You're just like, stop it. You suck.
Basically. Well, this is the 11th episode, which gives us 10 to pick from. We're being lazy this week. Actually, we're not being lazy. I have to go out of town. We are on a very, very tight schedule. So we are bringing you some of our favorite moments of the first 10 episodes. We got a lot of new listeners. The audience is constantly growing, so maybe you missed something. Maybe you're going to relive it. Hopefully you enjoy it.
I would suggest taking a notepad and pen out, maybe a pencil if you make mistakes and you want to erase something, and take some notes. You know, we put a lot of great advice out there for you and your partner, you know, whether it's a pickup line or two or... you know, just some advice on how to, you know, make your relationship better, if you will. Or maybe write down the things that we do and then don't do those things.
It's a cautionary tale and what not to do. So hang out, enjoy, kick back and relax. Hopefully you get to laugh one more time at some of our stupidity. Because let's be honest, that's what we're selling.
You're welcome.
When you and I first started dating, or not even dating, talking to one another, and this kind of goes back to our honesty to a fault situation, which now I'm very happy we have, but the one thing that really kind of stuck in my mind, even though it was happening when you and I were just kind of chatting, we weren't even like even a thing yet, you acknowledged to me that you had gone on other dates.
Yes.
So that right there planted this seed inside me. Like, any time you were not with me, I'm like, oh, she's probably dating somebody else. Oh, she's probably out doing this, probably out doing that. And it took me a long time to get over. Like, there are still times where I'll go, like, I don't worry about it anymore. Like, it's not like a jealous fear, but I'm just like, oh, man, that still just sits weird with me. Not that you did anything wrong as a single woman. That was perfectly within your parameters and rights to do so. However, just knowing that, like, I'm glad I know now, because now I know how honest we are with one another.
Yes.
But at the time, I'm like, I don't know if I can trust her. Like, maybe she's seeing this dude, or like, we'd see somebody in passing, whether it be at work or whatever. I'm like, oh, well, maybe there's a thing there. Maybe I got something to worry about. And it really put me on high alert for a while.
I can understand that. But I was way honest. Like, I didn't need to tell you I was going on these dates, because as you said, I was a single woman doing my own thing. But whenever I got home from those dates, I'm like, yeah, that guy was a loser. All I thought about was you the whole time. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it was like, I get it. But at the same time, I was way honest about all of it. So.
And weirdly enough, I've never, ever been into the hard to get thing when it comes to girls. I've never been like, oh, she's got all these other options and these great guys. Why can't it be me? It's never even been a thought that I entertained. Right. I was always like, okay, whatever. I don't need her. He can have her. Whatever. There's more. Well, then you break my mold and I'm like, that really bothers me that she's going to see these other guys and I want her to see me and me only. And it was like a whole weird transition period for me.
So whenever I would hang out with Bree, you know, I'm living in Florida. We were like becoming official, like kind of, you know, and I would be going out with Bree. Bree's my sister, by the way. And you would be like texting me just weird things, or you'd be very short with me. And I'd be out with Bruno, and I'd be like, why is he being so weird? Like, I didn't understand why. And it's literally my sister and I, and we don't get wild. We don't do, like, we go to, like, a rent. We usually go to Louis Bossy in Fort Lauderdale. That's all we would ever go. Sit at the bar, have a few drinks.
Way to blow up your own spot, by the way.
Well, I don't live there anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
I want to give them a little credit, because I love Louis Bossy.
Okay, great.
They have a great charcuterie board and great cocktails. So we'd go there. And we just be like chatting most of the time about you or her boyfriend, whoever she's like dating at the time. And I'm like, I just don't understand. And eventually I realized and I learned, like, you were like worried about me going out, even though there was nothing to worry about.
I would be short or less than verbal or social, maybe for that reason. But that was my defense mechanism to go, okay, I'm probably being stupid. I'm probably in my own head. I don't think I have anything to worry about. But just in case, I'm not even going to give her the time of day.
Right. That's which is also like, ew. Why are you going to be like that?
I don't know. That's just how I am.
Literally all I did the whole time was gush about you to my sister. And it's not like we're going out like, oh, let's get dates and like get dates and find
was that a phase?
No.
I don't know.
I've never been that girl. I've never had a one night stand. I've never like just gone out to be like, let me see what I can pick up. If you want to ask Brianna, when I first broke up with my ex and she tried getting me to like go out and stuff, guys would come up to me at the bar and I'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, fuck off. And Brianna was like, Leah, you can't be like that. I'm like, why? Like, I have no interest. Like, I'm not good at being single. I don't like to just like go out and try to find dudes or flirt with, I don't know. That's just not me. So it's so funny that you would even get little jealous.
Well, it goes to the beginning of most relationships.
Right.
And dare I say that anyone that's listening to this that I'm sure has found themselves, this isn't like rocket science.
Right.
I'm not turning over some new leaf here. Everybody's probably felt it. I just worked really hard on not letting it get the best of me. Whereas 15 years ago, I would have gone to hell with you. I don't even want to see you look at another dude. I'll kick you to the curb. It is what it is. And, I mean, I did have that thought quite a few times. I was like, I said, I'm done. I don't want to talk to this chick anymore. She's too much work for me. But, alas, you hooked me and roped me in.
But I think as long as you keep open communication about it and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's another thing that, like, comes with time and your ability to grow as a couple to kind of build your trust. Because the conversation we started with when you're dating is not the same conversations that you and I have now. Because
we've built trust.
So.
And we learn how each other operate. You know, when you first start dating someone, you don't realize how they are with other people or with other friends. Or you don't know their, like, what makes them tick or what they're really into. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like once you're really, like, into your relationship, you get how they are and you understand. Like you said, you build that trust and you build your sort of boundaries and guidelines of how each other operates.
Right. I think the crux of this whole conversation is that, as guys, at least, I could
you
say...
You know their intention.
We probably, all of us that are in relationships, I think, maybe I'm dead wrong, but I think, are constantly fighting this inherent instinct to be jealous, even though we don't have any need to be more often than not. However, if the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and there is a red flag, the best way to solve it is honesty. Don't confront your partner. Have
Ask.
A conversation
yes.
with them.
You can't just accuse somebody and have a conversation. And then if you find out something, then cool. But red flag to me, you should always pay attention to those. Like you can't, if you start ignoring red flags, you're so screwed. Because eventually all those red flags are going to turn into a big red fire.
Is that what flags turn into? Fire?
No, because they're red.
Okay.
Well, what do they turn into then? A big...
I don't know.
Flag blanket?
A big quilt.
A big quilt. An Afghan. Did you call them Afghans? My meme always calls it an Afghan. She's like, oh, because that would be cool. She's like, oh, just take this Afghan.
Yeah, an Afghan is a type of blanket.
It's like a quilt.
No, it's an Afghan. It's like knitted, what is it, crocheted?
Yeah, and it's like zigzaggy.
Yeah.
Unless those were the only patterns that she would get.
Yeah, an Afghan is a type of blanket.
Okay. Well, then be careful of all the red flags because eventually you're going to be laying under an Afghan. Does that make sense?
No. The quilt was definitely a better
analogy.
Damn
it!
Wow. This episode is also brought to you by Hydrant. Summer's here. It's crazy hot outside, and we know that you should drink more water. By the time you feel thirsty, it's already too late. You're already dehydrated. You can't focus. You feel tired. Drinking enough water is critical for a healthy lifestyle. It increases your brain power and boosts your productivity, prevents headaches, and increases your focus. It improves your skin and your mood. It helps your digestion, gives you energy, and prevents bad breath, and it can even help you lose weight. But how much water should you drink each day? 10 cups? A gallon? The good news is it doesn't have to be so complicated. That's why I start my day, and so does Leah, with Hydrant. Hydrant helps you hydrate faster. Hydrant's created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer. Each rapid hydration mix has 4 essential electrolytes your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and it packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. So if you're looking for that extra boost of energy, there's also Hydrant Plus Caffeine, which contains 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea. Hydrant's backed by research. The formula was developed by an Oxford scientist. It's also loved by pro athletes, top performers, celebrities, and has thousands of 5-star reviews. It's made with real fruit juice powder. It's delicious and refreshing, and it comes in a variety of flavors, like the new summer-friendly iced tea lemonade, which is my personal favorite. Plus, it's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. You really need to try it for yourself to see what I'm talking about. It tastes incredible, and most importantly, it works. Hydrant starts at just $1 a packet for a 30-day supply, and you save even more with a monthly subscription. We've got a special deal for Bear With Us listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/bearwithus and enter our promo code BEARWITHUS at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/bearwithus and enter promo code BEARWITHUS for 25% off your first order. drinkhydrant.com/bearwithus and enter promo code BEARWITHUS to save 25%.
We're going to talk about bodily functions.
There we go. That was a PC way to put it. I'm grossed out by it. And this is something that most guys, I think is funny and cute and hilarious, but not me.
You're totally grossed out by all bodily functions.
And I think that ordinarily in the honeymoon phase of a relationship, I think most people take a little bit of extra care until you sort of breach that wall.
Yeah. But eventually the ice has to be broken.
See, that's where I disagree. I don't think the ice
Our ice has never been broken. Let's just say that.
Okay, let's start from the top here, okay? When we first started hanging out and the early stages of our relationship was mostly on the road in hotel rooms,
okay,
right?
But prior to that even, like, before we actually, like, got into, you know, staying with each other and things like that, I remember hearing you chat with somebody about the fact that you thought burping was gross, farting was gross, you can't even talk about farting. And when I heard that, I was like, Oh, wow. Like, this is going to be a problem.
Burping, not so much. We'll get that out of the way.
Oh, really?
I don't really have much of a problem. I think it's disrespectful, like, to do it at a table or during a meal.
Sure.
But burping, I can kind of
overlook. Well, that's good to know.
It's not going to gross me out.
Have you ever farted in front of me?
Not to my knowledge. So here's how I want to preface this whole thing. Okay. I understand it's natural. It's a thing that your body has to do. But it doesn't have to be done in the presence of anyone else.
And I agree. Like, I don't think I could ever fart in front of you, at least on purpose. But if you're just hanging out watching a movie, or like you're in the middle of a conversation, you're just going to be like, excuse me for one moment. You go to the bathroom, you fart, and then you come back?
100% yes.
What?
Absolutely. I do it all the time.
So can I like get like a little clue word every time you go? Like,
no.
Oh, he's going to toot?
No, because if you don't know, why would I let you know that's what I'm doing in that time period?
So what do? You just go to the bathroom, you shut the door, you spread your butt cheeks and let it out.
Yeah, it's exactly that. That's how I do the...
Do you do that?
No, you don't...
Because if you separate the butt cheeks, it makes it a little more silent.
I'm learning so much about you right now. It's really, really...
This is
wow.
So funny. I'm dying at how uncomfortable you are.
I am. I'm cringing right now.
First of all, let me just preface this by saying I don't fart.
Okay, that's a lie because I have slept in the same bed with you.
Babe!
And it's happened. But I can forgive that because you were asleep.
What do you mean it's happened? Like, while I'm sleeping?
Yes. One of the first times...
I'm mortified.
One of the first times I ever stayed at your place in Florida, you were dead to the world asleep and something erupted.
What?
It was a sound.
Babe!
Listen,
was it a cute little toot?
There's no such thing as a cute little toot. Once you reach the age of, I don't know, 4 months, you should not.
Okay, so you're
going to
tell me a 2-year-old toddler walking around and he toots a little. That's cute.
It's not cute.
What?
It's understandable. It's forgivable.
So a 2-year-old farting is not cute to you? It's unacceptable.
I didn't say it was unacceptable because it's a child.
Would you like the 2-year-old to excuse himself from his high chair
and go into the bathroom and toot? Best case scenario.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, we're digressing here.
So now you're just trying to justify all these times that it's okay to fart. Anyway, you farted in bed. That's the only time, however.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah,
just one time I farted in bed?
That I can recall, yeah. So it's not a big deal. And I'm pretty appreciative of you keeping your activities out of my line of sight and my hearing radius.
This is just so unfair now that I'm really thinking about it.
Why is it unfair?
Because we're living our life, like our relationship, under your rules.
As pertains to this particular subject? Sure. I mean, you don't have to abide by them.
If I were to let a little cute little toot out,
there's no such thing.
You would break up with me.
I wouldn't break up with you. I'm still with you right now, and I've heard you do it.
But not on purpose.
If you all of a sudden decided to make it a habit and be like, hey guys, guess what? And then let one rip.
Do the noise. Let me hear it.
No, I won't even do the noise. I don't. I'm that uncomfortable about this. I'm trying to think of every euphemism in my vocabulary to not really delve into how gross this is to me.
I'm dying.
But anyway,
this is hilarious.
It's not hilarious.
It is hilarious.
This is a real issue. I guarantee
it. It is not an issue.
I can't wait. It's a non-issue.
I'm going to paint a picture for you, okay? Last summer, we spent a few days together. We were on the road, and then from there, we had a show, I think, in Worcester. And then we drove to Boston and spent a few days in the city. And because I can't use the restroom around you, because I know how gross and vile you think it is, my body is aware of the negativity and the stigma around a bowel movement that when I'm around you, it just like holds on tight to it.
I gotta correct you because there is no stigma or negativity regarding the actual activity of doing that. It's necessary. It's natural. It has to happen.
Right, but when my body's around, it's like, oh my God, don't poop, don't poop, don't poop, don't poop, don't poop.
Well, I mean, you're still with me, aren't you?
Yeah, but... Okay, so let me finish my story. So we were in Boston for a few days, and I think we got in a little tiff. We don't need to get into that. It goes into a whole deal about you being mad at me when I was in Starbucks getting you food, and you were outside Starbucks, but you had a little too much to drink. You thought I left you, even though I really went into Starbucks...
Way to save that story for another day.
...to get you some food to sober you up. Anyhow, you got mad at me that night. The next morning, I was supposed to fly back to Florida to home, and you were going to drive to Connecticut. The next morning, you wanted to right the wrong. You're like, please come home with me to Connecticut. We'll just have another day. We'll make up for last night, and we'll enjoy our time together and end it on a good note. Mind you, not that I did not want to do that, but at the same time, I hadn't gone to the bathroom in probably 5 days because my body at that time would not allow me to go to the bathroom around you because I was so scared because we were sharing a hotel room.
That's my superpower.
No, listen. So then we got in a fight and you didn't understand why I didn't want to go to Connecticut. And I said, babe, I just want to go home. I haven't been to my home and I had been on the road prior to that. I think I hadn't been home in maybe like 2 weeks. I just want to go home so I could use the restroom. I just really needed to go to the bathroom. And you didn't understand. And you left. I went to the airport. You drove home. You were mad at me. You were upset. Finally, I think I called you when I was at the gate, like, waiting to board. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I really just want to hang out with you. But you don't understand. I haven't pooped in 5 days. And I was, like, crying to you while I was at the airport. And that's the reason why I didn't want to go home. Because I felt like we weren't allowed to talk about poop. I wasn't allowed to talk about the fact that I was backed the F up. And I just felt like I couldn't talk to you about it. And I just, eventually I was like, I just need to let him know. And you were like, babe, it's okay.
It's fine. Like, but it's all in the presentation when you were like, hey, I've got some stomach things happening. Got like, it. Got it. That's code. That is a universal, like, hey, if you, and you do, and now I know you do it all the time. You were like, yeah, my stomach's kind of messed up. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to steer clear for a little while.
Right.
And if you disappear for like an hour or two, I know what you're probably
doing. An hour or two?
Well, I mean. What,
who the hell do you think I am?
But back to the origin of all of this, as far as relationships go, once upon a time, I listened to Howard Stern, and he was asked how he and his wife kept their relationship strong after, I believe it was, I don't know, 20 years or however long he and Beth had been married at that point. And he said, flat out, without taking a breath, never go to the bathroom in front of each other. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a stupid little thing, but I get it because I had previously already been grossed out by it. And I was like, okay, I want to know everything about you and what makes you tick and what you like and what you don't like. Don't want to know anything about what's happening there.
And I'm not trying to share like, oh, guess what it looked like. Like, I'm not trying to talk to you about that. But at the same time, I feel like it's put quite a wedge between my body and my heart. Like, I feel like I love you so much and I want to be able to like spend time with you, but at the same time, if I can't go to the bathroom,
you're free to go to the bathroom. That's my point. You can go. That's why it's called a bathroom. That's why there's a door on it. That's why it's a private thing. Like being in a hotel, inevitably most relationships, they're going to find themselves, whether it be in a hotel or staying somewhere that's not home with a friend or whatever. In a hotel, there's a limited amount of space, right?
You're telling me.
So when Leo wanted to go blow up the bathroom.
Babe!
Well, I'm just saying, it works both ways. Don't say it like that. There are tips and tricks. I, many times, needed to go to the bathroom while I was in your presence in a hotel. You know where I did that?
The lobby.
The lobby of the hotel.
Trust me, do you think all those mornings I want to do empty stomach cardio in the gym? No, I go to the gym so I can use the bathroom.
There you go. You could go down and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go run down to the front desk to grab anything.
Right.
And handle business and come back up.
But I do appreciate the
discretion.
Mystery,
discretion. It's not a mystery. It's not a game. It's not a tactic. It's private and not in a good way. It's not like one of those things like, oh, man, I want to read your diary to find out what you're really thinking. It's not like that kind of cool secret. It's like, oh, that's a thing about everyone. There's a book about it. You get it in elementary school now. Everybody poops or everyone poops.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Can I get that at the library?
Probably. Really? It's actually a book. Everyone does it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. I don't think it's funny. That level of privacy should never be breached to me.
I'm not even like someone that I can't even go in a public restroom to go to the bathroom.
You're right.
I prefer to find like something completely off the beaten path and find like when we're at like work, I can't go in the locker room. I need to go somewhere that's like
right
private.
Because other people might be around. We're like cats.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I want to go in a litter box. I want to cover it up and I want nobody to think about.
Right.
But you are like, I'm going to put my head inside that little door on the.
No, I don't want to see you poop.
No.
At all.
Good.
I
because it's never going to happen.
That's weird.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the best of Bear With Us. This episode's brought to you by Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal is one of the best parts of being a kid, but as we all know, we get old and we can't eat the same way we did when we were little because sugar and junk and all that nonsense inside of breakfast cereal is bad for you. I've been trying to cut down on carbs and sugar and unhealthy food and realized that basically I can't eat anything anymore except for Magic Spoon. whenever I'm getting a craving for something sweet, whether it be in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, or late at night, breakfast cereal from Magic Spoon is the trick. It's got zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It comes in 4 awesome flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Plus, they have special summer flavors available now. Check them out on Instagram. But this stuff tastes amazing. It's honestly way too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Because Leah hates GMOs.
Get them out of here.
Go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus and grab a variety pack and try it today. We promise you won't be disappointed. Just make sure you use our promo code bearwithus at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bearwithus. And use the code BEARWITHUS for free shipping. And thanks once again to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.
Here's a mail it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
Am I going to be legally required to acknowledge that that's the Blue's Clues mail song so that Steve, the guy from Blue's Clues, doesn't try to sue us?
Oh, I'm pretty sure Steve died.
I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure that's an urban legend.
Is it?
I think.
Also, like, the same thing with Avril Lavigne. Like, Avril Lavigne apparently died, and now there's someone that's pretending to be here. It's not really Avril. Like, what is up with this? It's so weird. Don't you think?
Yeah, people have too much free time on their hands.
Way too much.
That's what happens when you're not in a relationship and you've got nothing but free time.
Right. But I do appreciate the free time that these people have had to write in for their questions. Because
yes.
We have plenty of great questions. So we're going to start out with question number one, honey. Hello, Matt and Liam. Everyone keeps on telling me that there's someone for everyone. How come I haven't found mine? Yours sincerely, Leon.
I think it's all about timing. And I don't necessarily believe in fate, that there is someone for everyone, but I feel as though everybody has the ability to get along with someone in a relationship.
Really?
Yes. And I think there's a lot of trial and error involved. Some people are going to have better options than other ones just based on society and the way people look and the job you make and the money you make or don't make. Everyone's different, but it's trial and error. If you find someone that makes you happy, forget the rules, forget all the societal standards and let's put a label on it. This is my girlfriend, or this is someone that I date. Whatever the label is, labels be damned. If you can spend time around someone and they make you laugh and they make you happy and you miss them when you're not with them, go for it.
It's okay to just approach someone if you find them attractive and ask them some questions and get to know them. I think especially nowadays, everyone's on dating apps and on their phones. Whatever happened to the good old fashioned, like, hey, how you doing? Let me buy you a drink. Or you look like you're bored. Can I chat you up? Or I don't know. I'm really bad at opening lines. I don't know what you would say to somebody. But if you just see them out, don't be afraid.
You look bored. Can I chat you up?
It's so embarrassing. That's a terrible
Is that a mouse in your pocket? I have a cat at home.
I don't know. I never like.
I noticed you're wearing
line.
Sneakers. I like shoes too.
I'm crying. I see you're bored. Can I chat you up? If anyone said that to me, I'd be like, "Fuck off." So maybe don't use that line. I'm really sorry, but you get the point I'm going for. Like, just don't be afraid to talk to somebody if you might find them attractive. That's it.
Do you like walls? My house has 4 of them.
I noticed you're over here breathing.
I know a good place to find oxygen.
I like to breathe too. Oh my god.
This has gone off the rails.
Oh my god, but yeah, I don't know. I guess figure it out or you're going to be alone forever.
Hey, you emailed us for advice. Figure it out.
has.
No, that's terrible. I really do appreciate all of these questions that are coming in. And obviously, Matt and I are not experts by any means, clearly. But, you know, we can just kind of tell you what we think and take it or leave it. Question number two, honey. That's a dos or de if you speak Francais. How do I tell my boyfriend I'd like to try new things in the bedroom, if you know what I mean?
Hey, boyfriend, I'd like to try this new thing.
Do you think it's just that easy?
I think honesty is the best approach. I understand not everybody is as open about sexuality and comfortable levels of experimentation.
Sure.
Totally. Not saying just dive in, because more often than not, you're probably going to freak somebody out or someone's going to be spoken to the wrong way.
Okay, do you tell them? Is it just like randomly on a Tuesday afternoon, like, hey, I was thinking, when I try this? Or do you just try it while you're in the act?
I don't think I would recommend just surprising somebody with something off the wall. Like, if it's something you've at least discussed and you're like, oh, okay, maybe we'll give this a shot, and then you can kind of gauge the interest
level. Like, no little, like.
But if you're like in the midst of the act and then all of a sudden I just had 11 different ideas run through my mind, all of which are just way too far over the top.
While you're doing it, sometimes it's like, oh, cool, like, you just try it, right? Or you're just like, I want to try this new position, or I just want to, like.
This is a very broad, this could be an episode
right,
unto
so that's,
itself.
Well, and I think we could dive into it some more, but what do you think is a rule of thumb? Like, what is too much
to try to suggest on the fly?
I think
you bring up, I am against anything on the fly, unless you're, like, past the point of, if this person is asking a question right now about how to approach it, they're not at that level. So don't surprise anybody.
Okay.
I would say have a conversation, not like in the heat of the moment, or not even necessarily in like a...
Like maybe just a random time you can bring it up.
Right. Like if you're in a car together and you're just like, hey, this might be weird, but you know what I was thinking? And you got to gauge their interest, because you can't just outright go, hey, you know what I want? I want this. Because then oftentimes people are going to go, no, what? Who am I dating? That's not okay. You know what I mean? You can't.
But
shock
I think
them.
That's what people are afraid of too. Because maybe sometimes people really like certain things and they don't want to steer their partner away.
I think
because no one's crazy.
Right.
Like,
just don't rush it. I would suggest going to like a sex shop with your partner, because it's weirdly embarrassing to go in alone. You feel like you're doing something wrong.
There's strength in numbers when you go in together.
Yes, but you go in together. And I feel like that's a great icebreaker, because you can go in, and even if you're half joking, like, huh, look at this, it's 3 feet long, it might, like, break the ice.
If you say that, and then the other person is, like, very responsive, but that's such a good idea. And you can kind of, like, just peruse the shelves and just kind of, like, put feelers on.
Right, and also if there's something that you go, oh, I might be kind of into that, and you show that to your partner, and they go, oh, that's the weirdest thing. You go, like, yeah, I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just kidding. Like, totally
really
don't want to try this
kind of psycho
3 foot
would do
rainbow
that.
Lollipop.
What fucking sex stores have you been going to? God, we've got a lot to catch up on.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Question number three.
Honey.
This is from Alexander. He said, I'd love to get some advice on getting back in the dating game after 4 years out of it. Mainly, how do you go about meeting new people?
Man, getting back in the dating game, it's hard. I mean, well, you didn't really like,
I didn't really
date.
Get into it.
Yeah.
No, I went straight from one to the next.
Yeah, I will say that my first time being really single was, about 2 years ago. It was the end of 2017. So yeah, and that was my first time ever being single. I had been in relationships. I'm a habitual relationship girl, and I was in a relationship from when I was 16, broke up with that guy when I was 21, went right into another relationship, broke up with him, like three straight relationships. They were all about 5 years. Man, to be single as an adult and as a, like, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And it's hard. It's hard to meet people. I thought like, oh, this is gonna be fun, go to bars, like, I don't know. I just thought maybe it would just happen, and it didn't. It's so weird. I would go out with my sister, and if a guy tried to like talk to me, I would be like, ew, don't talk to me. Like, I don't know if you're a serial killer or what your deal is. So I don't envy single people. I really don't. It's hard. How do you find a partner?
Historically speaking, I would say I've never tried. I've never gone out with the intention
sure.
of ending up in a long-term relationship.
Right.
They all just sort of happened by accident or happenstance. over time,
Johnny
slowly.
Johnny Casanova.
No, I'm not saying that. It's not because I have some smooth game that I'm playing. It's just I never was kind of like, oh, I really need to go to the bar or out with my friends to go meet a girl that I can date and fall in love with. It's never been the case. It's always been, you know, someone I've worked with or someone that I spent time around for whatever reason. And then it kind of becomes, oh, hey, maybe we should hang out. And then it kind of one thing leads to the next. But it's never been a plot or a plan or a conscious effort that I made to meet someone.
And I think sometimes when you're really trying to look for it, it's not going to happen. So it's just kind of focus on yourself, focus on work, find a hobby, find something you like to do. And maybe whether you join a club or, I mean, right now, obviously, it's different because of
what kind of
quarantine.
Clubs?
Like maybe you like sewing.
A lot of babes at sewing class?
Well, maybe if that's what they're into.
I don't know.
A crochet club or a kayak club or a canoe club or a...
I've never belonged to a club in my life.
Okay, well... You don't need to, but
oh, I'm just
Alex
asking.
Says.
I'm asking for your information. I'm not making fun of you. I've never belonged to
a... I'm thinking about joining a club right now, not to meet people, but because I'm so damn bored. I'm not working, and when you're on the road and I'm sitting at home doing nothing, I'm like, what else can I do with my... I've been reading books. I've been, you know, going for walks, riding my bike, taking the dog to the park, but what else can I do? Maybe I'll join a club. I don't know. So maybe try joining a club, Alex. I don't know if they do clubs right now during quarantine, but maybe they do. Is this going to be like the pickup line thing?
This might be like the pickup line.
Damn it. People go to clubs.
Yeah,
like not like a nightclub, but a club, like a bowling club, a league maybe. Can people bowl right now? I don't know if Alex likes bowling. I don't know him. But if he does, maybe he'll... This is what I get for trying to give advice.
Join a club. I'm looking to fall in love and get back in the dating scene. Join a club. What kind of club? I don't know. Just any club. There are clubs for everything. Knitting club. If you're searching for an 84-year-old divorcee or widow, that's your spot.
Okay, but you know what? You're making fun of me, but people are in clubs, okay?
I simply asked you to...
Or a group, or, I don't know, they have Facebook groups for things. Maybe if you go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, Alex, I don't know, go on Facebook and find something that you... This is why... Oh, my God. Okay.
You brought
I'm
this
not...
on yourself.
I'm not a professional, okay? I don't like to be single. I don't like to date. So go find a fucking girlfriend or...
Or what?
You're going to be alone forever, okay?
I think that's what they're worried about. That's why he asked.
Well, he should be worried. Alex, you should be fucking scared, okay? You're going to be alone and you're going to be in your home by yourself with all of your cats and have no one. And I feel bad for you. If you joined a club, you wouldn't be alone. Get a fucking hobby. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Way to just be a villain to our...
No, I love you, Alex. No,
family.
I really don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I'm being transparent here.
Well, I'm glad we picked that question to read on the air. Because you didn't have an answer for it, but it did.
I did, but my answers weren't good enough for you.
It was a fruitful email.
Thank you one more time from Matt and Leah for hanging out and listening to this best of episode of Bear With Us. Got brand new stuff coming for you next Thursday, as every week. Crazy time crunch. Lots of excuses. None of them will do. We understand if you hate us forever.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, leave us a review or a star somewhere. We see them all. We read them all. We're grateful. We're thankful. And we really just appreciate each and every one of you little bears.
Keep filling the mailbox. It's totally full. If we don't get to your question that particular week, hang in there. Stay tuned. We'll get to it. We got a lot of mail to sift through. We'll get back to things as usual next week, right here. Same bear time, same bear channel.
And bear with us.
Goodbye forever.